We're going to have here a bit of a hakdama to some of the bigger topics of Hilchos Shabbos, Davar Sheni Tzrich L'Gufa, and Davar Sheni Miskaven and the like. Let's start with Melacha Sheni Tzrich L'Gufa. So the Mishnah tells us that Hamotzi Asameis B'mita Yer Chayev. And Rabbi Shimon Poter. So if you take out a mace, then you're Potter. Why? So Melacha Sheni Tzrich L'Gufa. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, Rabbi Shimon Poter, afil b'mace shalem, to have him Melacha Sheni Tzrich L'Gufa, v'chom Melacha Sheni Tzrich L'Gufa, el l'salka me'alav, have him Melacha Sheni Tzrich L'Gufa. D'v'rtzono lo balo, v'lo hayala, v'lo yitzarchla, hilkach, Lav Melechas Machshaves he L'Rebbe Shimon. Now, Rashi's definition, and this is really the definition according to most Rishonim, though there are going to be some variations. When we get to Borer, maybe we'll have a chance to talk about more precisely what this means. But more or less, Rashi's saying that Ein Shechalu Gufa is to get rid of a bad as opposed to creating a good. When I have a mace in my house, so I don't want it in my house. So I'm trying to get rid of something that's a problem, as opposed to taking something outside where I dafka want it to be outside. The Gemara starts distinguishing between tzricha l'gufa l'gufa, and it gets a little more complicated, but that's the basic idea of Rashi. Rashi, ein tzricha l'gufa, means to get rid of a bad, as opposed to creating a good.
Does it mean not burying them?
I'm sorry?
Well,
the Gemara concludes that even to bury it is considered Ein Tzrich L'Gufo, and figuring out why that is very tricky. I think we'll Bez Hashem get back to it.
Why is it not Muksa?
It is Muksa. So we'll have to see that. But for now, that's what Rashi says. Getting rid of a bad is Ein Tzrich L'Gufo. And Rashi says it's not just getting rid of the bad, you know, because like it smells, but it's dibritzono lo ba'alo v'lo hayatzarechla. Fine. And Rashi says that the reason why it's pater according to Reb Shimon is because of meleches machshavas. Tosfos tzadi dalem aleph says a different definition. Nero l'aridim lach shen tzrich l'gufa kari k'sheosem melacha v'ein tzarech l'oso tzarech k'ein sheyitzrichen la b'mishkan. Ella, l'ninacher, you're doing the melacha for a purpose other than that for which it was done in Melechas HaMishkan. Ki hatzorech shehaisa melacha nasis b'shvilo b'mishkan huguf ha-melacha v'sharsha. L'gufa doesn't mean l'guf ha-melacha, like Rashi says, but really l'guf, the shoresh, that which for which it was done in a Mishkan. So it's us ha-meis, in the Mishkan, they didn't hotza to get the thing outside, and therefore, if I'm trying to make it such that it's not inside, even though I don't need it outside per se, so that's Ein Tzrich L'Gufa. So again, both agree that it's doing a malacha for a different reason, and in that sense, Ein Tzrich L'Gufa is the most mechudash p'tur of malachas machshavas, because the act in and of itself is identical. It's just the kavana that causes us to redefine it as Ein Tzrich L'Gufa. Now, the question is, how do we paskin? So the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. This is in Aleph Zion, Kol Ha'os HaMelacha B'Shabbos Af Alpi, Shein Ratzach L'Gufa, Shal Melacha Chayv Aleha, Ketzad, Harei Shekiva, Es Haner, Mepnei Shutzach L'Shemen, O L'Psila, Kedei Shalo Yovad, O Kedei Shalo Yisarev, O Kedei Shalo Yivaka Cheres Shel Ner. So I put out a candle. Why? I want to save oil. So that's Ein Tzrich L'Gufa. I don't need the kiboy be'etzem. I don't need, for example, to create a pecham. The fire is a problem. It's a bad. It's eating up all my oil. I get rid of the fire. So that is chayev. That's chayev because he's passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Mepnei shakiboy melacha v'harei niskavin l'chavos. V'afal pisha in tzach l'gufa kiboy v'lo kava el mipnei ha-shemen o mipnei ha-cheres o mipnei ha-psila harei zachayev v'chein ha-mavir es ha-kota arba amos b'rishos ha-rabim o ha-mechabes ha-gacheles kidei shalei yazuku ben rabim chayev v'afal pisha in tzach l'gufa kiboy o l'gufa ha-vara el ha-harchik ha-hezek I'm getting rid of a bed sein tzrich l'gufa still harei zachayev v'chein kol kiyot v'zeh. The Ravid says, why are you pasking like Rabbi Yehuda? You should pasken like Rabbi Shimon. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel says. The Rambam says, no, there's a Stam Mishnah. The Stam opinion in the Mishnah that we read in Tzadi Gimel is like the Chachamim is our Rabbi Yehuda. So we have Machlokas. We've shown him how to be pasken. Magen Mishnah claims that the Rif also paskens like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam tries to be Docha that Raya. But most we shown him paskin against the Rambam. Most we shown him paskin like Reb Shimon. Among them, Reb Haigon, Rabbeinu Chanana, the Balamor, the Ramban, the Ravid, the Rashba, the Ran, the Rush, the Meiri, and others. There are, however, some we shown him who follow the Rambam's view and paskin like Reb Yehuda, including the Rokeach, the Orchos Chaim, and the Smak. How do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? Shin Tes Zion Tes Shin La Medalev Chav Zion says. The Shulchan Aruch is so same like Rabbi Shimon Lahakel, but he also mentions the Rambam Shita Bishma. In other words, there's no clear achra, but the Stam opinion of the Shulchan Aruch seems to be like the Rov Rishonim that follow Rabbi Shimon, and that's the Saka of the Mishnah Berurah Shin Tes Zayin Sifkat Lamed Dalet Shin Lamed Dalet Sifkat Pei Hey, as well as others. It's the way that Birkei Yosef Kafachayim, more or less Rav Avadi Yosef. Paskins, Menuchas Aaron, others as well. That's the mainstream view. The Prima Gadim is a little uncertain. The Prima Gadim in one place, Mishpato Zahav, Shin Lamidal and Chaf Aleph, thinks that the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch isn't so clear, because there are other places where it sounds like he's Paskin and like the Rambam, but more or less, the accepted opinion is that of Rov Rishonim, that we paskin like Rav Shimon. However, we should note that even though we follow Rav Shimon, we do tend to treat in Tzrich L'Gufa more chamor than other dinim d'Rabbanan. And that's for two reasons. First of all, because there are a number of Rishonim who are machmir and who listen to the Raisa. And second of all, and probably more importantly, it's because it's so close to a deoraisa. In other words, the only thing that makes this act not a deoraisa is your kavana, and with a slight change in kavana, you could have a melacha d'oraisa. So, for example, even though generally speaking we're makel for nisid rabbanan makom kavod abrios, like lahotzias hameis mirshas hayachid lirshas harabim, we are machmir. We're makel to a karmelist, the Ran says, but not to a rishas harabim, even though it's tzrich l'gufa, and even though it's kavod abrios, because we're more machmir for this d'rabbanan than we are for other dinim d'rabbanan. Another example where this comes up is we'll see that we're makel for shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah, and when one of those shvusim is in a tzrich l'gufa, we're much more or less inclined to be makel. I didn't say we'll never be makel. Maybe b'shas atchak we will be makel. That's what the Mishnah Berurah Siman Shin Mem Sif Katan Gimel says. But again, we're much less likely. We try to. We do treat Enet Tzichel Gufas more stringently than we do other Dinim D'Rabbanan. There's a Ha'ara in the Orcho Shabbos, Perkhav Gemel, Ha'ara Kuf Ein Ches, that elaborates on that point. Now, there's another Machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon about Davashem Eskavein. We'll talk a little bit more about that soon. Davashem Eskavein is Mutter, not Asa D'Rabbanan, but Mutter Koyt Rav Shimon. It's Asa Koyt Rav Yehuda. Is it Nisr D'Raisa, Nisr D'Rabbanan? B'chol Tarkul, it's clearly Nisr D'Raisa. Whether on Shabbos and Nisr D'Raisa or Nisr D'Rabbanan according to Yehuda is unclear. Tosus tries to show from a number of places that on Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's Mutter M'D'Raisa, because Melech no Shabbos Asr Torah, it's only Asr M'D'Rabbanan, Shabbos Atu Kol Tarkula. There are some Rishonim who claim that even on Shabbos it's a Nisr D'Raisa, and they learn the Sodios that Tosus brings a Raya from differently. Maybe if we change, we'll get back to that. Now, the question that I really want to talk about now, and we'll see how this relates to our sugya and choresh in just a moment, is how do we define enet tzrich l'gufa? And specifically, what's the difference between enet tzrich l'gufa and a psik reisha. So let's start with our sugya. Our Gemara tells us that chofer guma laafra. So afilu Rabbi Yehuda dam melach shen shiuch lagufa is chayev. Here you're going to be potter because it's makapla. So what do we see? We see that digging a hole because you want the dirt is begeder in a shiuch lagufa. So my question is why? I'll call that a psik reisha. It's a psik reisha. I want dirt, and happens to be that every time I dig dirt from the ground, a hole develops. It's inevitable, so it's certainly a psik reisha. But why does the Gemara call it en shichel gufa? Why don't we call it a psik reisha? And if it's misaken and it's in my field, it'll be a psik reisha to nichalei and bichayev, according to Rabbi Shimon. And if it's lo nichalei, so it'll be potter, maybe mutter, according to the Aruch. Why is digging a hole en tzarich la'afra considered en shichel gufa? Why isn't it considered a psik reisha? Right? Psik reisha and en shichel gufas are very, very similar to each other in the sense that I'm doing the melacha, and I'm doing it for a different reason. En shichel gufa, I'm doing it, in this case, to get the dirt. Psik reisha, so I'm doing it because I'm a chavein to get the dirt. I'm not doing it for the hole. So why should they be different? Or maybe they're not different. The truth is that psik reisha de nichalei, so is chayef, but melachin shichel gufa we paskin is pater. In the Rambam, maybe you could say there's no difference. They're both chayef. But for us, you can't say that. When it comes to lo nichalei, we also have that similar question. Again, it could be that every psik reisha lo nichalei will always be melachin shichel gufa, and that's the p'tur. That's what Tosa says in some places. For the Aruch, it's going to be a difference. Ein shichel gufa is inesed rabbanan. Psik reisha lo nichalei is mutter. So, again, to summarize, our question is, what's the difference between a psik reisha and a melacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa? So, the pashtus is, and this we'll see, is a point explicated by a number of Rishonim, though we'll see, it's not so pashut. But the pashtus is that ein tzricha l'gufa is there's one activity, and I'm doing it for a different reason. I'm doing it for a reason that was different from the reason of the Mishkan. I'm doing it to get rid of the bad. For now, we'll just define it like tosis. It's a little easier. So I'm doing the melacha. I'm chavein to do the melacha, but I'm doing it for a different reason. That's ein tzricha l'gufa. Davshin miskavein is I'm doing X, and memela Y happens. X and Y are two different things. Now, if it's psik reisha, then every time I do X, inevitably Y happens. But still, there are two distinct activities, X and Y. In a tzricha l'gufa, there's one activity. It's just for a different kavana. That's l'chora the difference. Now, I sent you a number of Rishonim that I think do articulate this distinction. For example, I had you look at the Rivash. The Rivash, which is Simin Shin Tzadi Dalid, writes, Shein Ahiduk Talui Vischita, in which case it would have been Melach Shein Shichel Gufa, Ela Shaschita Nasis Me'eleha V'pnei Ahiduk. There's two distinct activities. There's Hiduk and there's Shchita. It's just that Hiduk causes, inevitably causes, Shchita. The Lashon of the Ritva, Kuf Yud Zayin B'Aleph, maybe we'll get back to the context over here in a couple minutes, but he writes, basically, that what's melach shen tzricha l'gufa? Hasam enu oseik ela melachas ha'iser, levad, ela shelo nases l'gufa, kimotzi ames l'kovro, uke mecha begacheles, v'tzad nachash, kadesh le'ezugubo. Let's look at the examples of en tzricha l'gufa. I'm doing one activity, hotzas ames. There's not two things. It's not like I'm taking the mace out into the Rosh Hashanah and a mela, it went out into the Rosh Hashanah. No, I'm doing one thing. I'm taking it out. I'm doing it for a different reason, to get rid of the bad, or to get it outside. Likewise, mecha begacheles. I'm putting out the fire because I want to save oil, or because it's causing harm. There's not two activities. I'm getting rid of the harm, and mela, the fire goes out. No, there's one activity, just kiboy. Or I do say this nachash, not because I want the nachash, but why? Because I'm afraid it's going to harm me. Enes yichol gufa, one activity. Therefore, that's enes yichol gufa. Whereas, the davar she'en miskavein hu, ha'osik v'malachas heter, v'asa imo malachas iser, v'av shalazeh v'lozeh. In other words, there are two distinct activities that are theoretically, though not in this particular case, but at least theoretically, two separate and distinct activities. It's just one causes the other. Kigon, garamita, vasiyas chritz, v'chol dechavasei. I drag a bench, and inevitably, so sometimes it's devashem is coming, I drag the bench, maybe or maybe not, it will cause this furrow, and sometimes it's inevitable. If the ground is soft and the bench is heavy, it's inevitable that when I drag the bench, there will be a chritz. That's what, and then he actually even invokes our sivya, the lo dami l'chofer guma, v'entzach el afra, dekarinan lei, melach shen shich l'gufa, dehasam, yefshar l'gufa, belo netilas afar. So, this is a tricky one. Yefshar l'guma, belo netilas afar. I can't get a hole without taking out dirt. In other words, what is the definition of making a hole? Removing dirt. They're the same thing. So, you could say, it's en shich l'gufa when I have no need for the hole. I'm making a hole without a need for the hole. You can't say, I'm removing dirt, and b'meila, there's a hole. No. What is hole making? Dirt removal. Dirt removal is hole making. So you can't say, in our case, this is a psik resha. Oh, I was just trying to extract dirt, and inevitably, a hole was created. No, because extracting dirt is hole making. This is the same thing as being motzi esames to get it out of the house, or kiboy, because the fire is causing damage. Yes?
So I think, to me, like, it seems there's a little bit of a difference, because basas hames, the end is just to take it out. Whereas here, I guess, according to Rashi, there is an action at the end. You're trying to take out the dirt to cover up soa. So
yeah, I'm taking out dirt to cover out soa. So it's definitely in a shichel gufa. But that's just my intent to cover up soa. That's why I want the dirt. That's just like why I want the mace outside, because I don't want it inside. Or I want the fire out, because I don't want it to burn down my house. That's the goal, the end. So in all these cases, the goal it is separate. So that's the difference, l'chayra, between enetzich l'gufa and psikresha. Now, the question that one wonders is the word, the actual case, psikresha. What's psikresha? Psikresha, at least the way the Rambam says it, is I want a head for my child to play with. Toys have evolved ever since Talmudic time. So what could be more fun than a chicken head? That's the way the Rambam reads it. The Aruch says it a little differently. He says you want the blood for your kid. But let's say like the Rambam for now. So I want the head. So Mimela, I cut off the head and give it to my kid. So that is Dam Shem Eskavim Psik Resha, right? Now, that's tricky, right? Do we have two distinct activities? Or no? I've killed the animal, not because I want the animal dead. I would love the animal to be alive. I would, a headless chicken, that, my kid would really like that. Right, okay. But Nunu, I killed the animal for a purpose other than, not because I want the animal dead, but because I want a toy for my kid. So maybe we should call this Enshich L'gufa. But the Rambam calls it Sekresh Bol Nichole. Right, for that matter of the Gemara. Now, maybe, yeah, taka and achanami. It's imprecise. Psikresha is in psikresha. Psikresha is really en shich l'gufa. That's a little dochak. You know, it goes back a little bit to that formulation that we saw in the Ritva, which we'll have to read very precisely. Because on the one hand, the Ritva said, Efshar l'guma b'li netilas afar. So over there, the point is, I want afar. Well, Yefshar laguma, bleeding tails offer. So I could say, but it's efshar to kill without taking off the head, but it's efshar to take off the head without killing. So which one is the critical one, right? Which one is the critical one? He writes earlier, Ikar malachas hotzasa basar min ha'or letarko ve'afshar la below hafshata. So that would mean if I could get the head, it's pashut that if you could get the head off without killing it, it's just I happen to be getting the head off in a way that kills it, so then it would be begeder psik resha. Then it's easy to understand. The truth is, for those of you who ever spoke to Rabbi Tendler about death, his one of his most famous experiments, everybody knows the sheep experiment? No? This is in the brain death controversy. So Rabbi Tendler is obviously he's in favor of brain death, and he brings a raya that the Gemara says that a dead animal can't give birth to a baby, and so he got these people to cut off that of a sheep and then deliver the baby. So fine. So Rabbi Bleich, what's he going to say back to that? So he says, no. When the Gemara says that an animal without a head is dead, it means usually it's dead. But if, you know, with life support, an animal without a head could be alive. V'haraya, you can deliver a baby with your head chopped off. So it just happens to be that, you know, usually without life support, the trauma of head removal will inevitably cause the cessation of life. So if you hold a great bleich, this kash attack is not a kash at all. Because that's the point. Enochinami, usually head removal does result in death, but it doesn't have to be that way. It's not inherently. There are fundamentally two activities. Even if you don't go as far as Rabbi Bleich, if you want to uphold this position, what you're going to have to say is no. And here's where I said sometimes this gets tricky. You're going to have to say these are two fundamentally different things. There's netilas neshama and netilas harosh. Netilas neshama, right, if you want, you can call it death, right? That's the iser. And there's cutting off the head. Cutting off the head and netilas neshama are two separate and distinct activities, where one causes the other. Chatichas harosh inevitably does cause netilas neshama, right? Might be the case that you can't cut off the head without it dying. But these are still two distinct activities. Whereas what? In our case, where you dig the hole in order to get the dirt, can we look at them as two distinct activities? Well, what the Ritzvah is saying is no, you cannot. Again, his lashon is v'lodami l'chofer guma v'ensarf l'afra dekarinan lei malach shen shich l'gufa dehasan i'afsha l'guma below netilas afar. In other words, i'afsha l'guma below netilas afar. What is hole making netilas afar? Would you say what is netilas neshama, cutting off a head? No. You wouldn't say that. Happens to be that cutting off head causes netilas neshama. But it's not it. And you still have two distinct activities. Yes?
Clearly a person, I'm not sure I fully understand, but clearly a person can have a pile of dirt without digging a hole, and if a person cuts their head and they cause the person to bleed, also netilas neshama.
Definitely it is true that if I cut off the head with the intention to kill the person.
No, well, even without killing the person, you just cause them to bleed a little bit. It's also one more like other cool and like other palace.
Okay.
So I just understand, like.
So one causes the other. That's what you have to say. Now, I'll tell you the following. I the first week, I was I didn't yet. Now I started to drive in. I didn't have a car yet, so I was zochet to get a ride once with the Rabbi Roblowski and with the Rabbi Tsarfati. So I asked them both this question. Sir Tsarfati said, I was thinking about this question for a long while. Is a psikresha actually a psikresha? So he said, yeah, I was thinking about this for a long, long, long time, and I don't think it's possible. And
what's not possible?
It's not possible for a psikresha to be a psikresha.
Oh, psikresha is a mafshin shichel gufa?
Yeah. It's extremely difficult to say that in the Rambam. Again, not on a technical point, because again, technical points actually in the Rambam is the easiest one to say, because he's mechayev for ein shichel gufa, and he's mechayev for psikresha, at least nichalai. But it just he's defining his terms, and he, you know, when he tells you what is, we read it before. It sounds like they're two different things. So, Rabbi Roblowski, said what I was saying, and it's difficult. You have to say that these are two distinct activities. Now, admittedly, this is one of the harder cases, and also our Gemara, Chofer Guma, is one of the harder cases. That's why, like the Ritva, he's like flying through all the examples of Ein Tzrichah L'Gufa, you know, Hotzis Ameis, and Kiboy, and all those cases, Tzad Nachash, and then where does he get stuck? He answers it. But where does he get stuck? Which case is he struggling with? It's our Gemara. It's Chofer Guma. Right? That one is a tough one. Now, we're going to see other places where I think that we've shown him spell this out. I think this chiluk is also in the Kesef Mishnah or the like. But I think to uphold this, in other words, unless you're going to say like Rabbi Tsarfati, you have to say that the question is, can we see this as two separate activities? Now, I'm going to show you in a couple of minutes that I believe this is probably a machlokas Rishonim, not just a machlokas Rabbi Tsarfati and Rabbi Roblowski, but probably a machlokas Rishonim in this question. But I think the more dominant view is that there is a difference, and the difference is what we're saying. Is it two activities or one activity? And it's not always going to be obvious what, for example, what we're going to have to do to make Chafiras Guma into Ein Tzrichah L'Gufa, not Psik Reisha, is to say that the act of define homemaking as dirt removal. And basically say, yes, these are not two distinct activities. That's what the Ritva is trying to do to solve this problem, to be able to read our Gemara bedafka and not lav bedafka. It happens to be that if you look at Tosus and Ksubos, at least in the beginning, maybe it changes it, but at least at the beginning, he actually, even though our Gemara calls it Ein Tzrichah L'Gufa, he calls it a psik reisha. So maybe in Achanami, maybe it's not. Maybe, is there a little lav dafka? We'll see other cases where Tosos actually says things like this are lav dafka. But if we want to make a dafka, like the Ritva's over here is doing it, so we're going to have to define the malacha in a particular way. Yes?
Having seen chickens be decapitated, they don't seem to die straight away. They kind of run around for a few seconds.
That's just their instinct. That's not...
Okay,
that's
maybe the fact that it's a time delay.
So it happens to be halachically they might be dead. So it's not a... That could be a very good raya if it was halachically alive post-decapitation. The reason why it might not be such a good raya is that way. But yes, it's going to be that type of thinking that you're going to say. And again, I think it's tough. Again, you see the Ritva struggling with this point. So I'd like to see how other Rishonim formulate it. Again, the way the Kesef Mishnah says it, and he's quoting from Rabbi Avram ben Arambam. Maybe if you looked it up inside and Rabbi Avram would be clearer. I don't know. I didn't look it up inside. But again, the way he says it is that Ein Tzrichah L'Gufa, or Psik Reisha, Eno mechaven l'malacha kol ikar, it just happens, whereas Eno shich l'gufa, I'm mechaven l'malacha just for a different reason. Right? Why am I mechaven l'malacha? What do you mean, what different reason? The answer is because there's not, I believe, two distinct activities. I believe that's, if you again read that Kesef Mishnah properly, I think that's what he's getting as well. There's a Taz, Shin Mem Sif Katan Beis, where he might actually be saying they're the same, and therefore Psik Resh is only Asar Midrabanan, because Ein Shich L'Guf is Asar Midrabanan. Again, like we said before, according to Rambam, they're both Asar Midraisa. The Taz might be saying, actually, they're both Asar Midrabanan, but we generally assume not that way. We assume Ein Shich L'Guf is Midrabanan, Psik Resh Denichale is the Raisa.
Does this Taz thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
It's not obvious if you didn't shecht it for nacher, and we say that's still alive even when it's for chesed, and even for Jews, if it didn't have shechita, then it's still alive until of your chesed, or...
So you're saying maybe what Yeshua is saying is correct if you look at it that way. So the fact that there is a time delay, maybe. Is there pirchus if you actually separate the head, or just if you separate the simanim?
That's right, Tanda. Do the experiment.
I think next year we're doing shechita, actually.
That's I'm supposed to be doing shechita morning, say that. That's, okay, so maybe that's a good direction to go. Right.
Why is Rabbi comparing segregation to nichalei? Like, isn't, if you have malach she'in shechal gufa, which is nichalei, as it were, like, if I want the whole, so then obviously I'm chayit, like, that's malacha.
Right, well,
just
then
that
I'm
also want the dirt. No, it's Rabbi, I thought I was comparing segregation, the fact that segregation to nichalei is chayit, malach she'in shechal, and the comparison between segregation and the low
nichalei. Well, we have both. It's a kasha, again, for the aruch, Psik Resh Melacha Shein Shichal Gufa is Aser, and Psik Resh Shichal Nichalei is Mutter. So again, you're going to have to make the chiluk. According to Tosfos, Adraba, Ein Shichal Gufa,
Psik
Resh the Lo Nichalei is Aser, Al Shein Shichal Gufa.
Right.
You didn't tell me what that Tosfos and Ksubis is.
What?
Where is it?
Where we'll get there.
Nicha is kavano, or nicha means objectively.
Well, we're going to get there, but nichalei means I want it to happen, and lo nichalei means I don't want it to happen, or I don't care if it happens. We'll get there. Hoping to get there shortly. Okay, let's look at a couple of gemaras that seem to be a stira to this principle, and then see if they actually refute this principle or. Principle meaning the distinction that I'm saying, the difference between one activity and two activities.
Why isn't this so, Rebbe's saying, against Rebbe's pshat in the Gemara in Moed Katan, Rav and Rav Yosef, that you can't have, meaning if pouring water on the ground, if its definition will weaken the ground and also plants, the pshat, the only chayav one halacha, is because you can't have two things happening at once.
Right, Adarabah works very well. In other words, either going to say like a bayir chayv shtayim, or you're going to say no. Really, you should be chayv shtayim, right? Except that since you can't be chayv shtayim when you're only chayv to one thing, so you look at the dominant one.
I don't understand it here. Aren't we goofy saying here that you can be chayv for two things? If you cut off a chicken's head, so it's definitional.
Well, there's not two malachos. That's one malacha. The point is, they're saying that you can't be chayv for two malachos when you're only mechavein to do one thing. Okay, so there are a number of Gemaras, again, maybe ours, we saw the Ritva try to get out of ours, but other Gemaras that do seem to be a contradiction to this principle that I'm claiming, that I'm saying. It's not just me, it's Rishonim, but this principle, that in Shichal Gufa is because it's two activities. So one Gemara that's a stira to this, seemingly, is Kuflam and Gimel Med Aleph. There, the Gemara is talking about Ktsitzas Beheres, that happens to have tzaras. Let's say a person, it's time, eighth day, time for Mila, and on the Arla is a Baheres. So we're a little stuck. We have a mitzvah to do with Mila, and we have an Isser of Ktsitzas Baheres. So Abaye says that according to Rav Shimon, Tav Shem Skavin is Mutter, and it's going to be Mutter of Tav Shem Skavin. Now the Gemara says, why isn't it a Sekresha? And the Gemara says, yes, but at least originally, before we discovered that mode of Shemim B'Psik Reisha, and I guess even afterwards we're calling it a P'sik Reisha. So it's a P'sik Reisha issue. So the question is, again, I would think this is not a P'sik Reisha. It's not like I'm removing the Arla and the inevitable consequence is that the Arla is removed. There's one activity, namely removing the Arla. I'm doing it for a different purpose. I'm not removing the Baharas to get rid of the Baharas. I'm removing the Baharas to get rid of the to bring high mitzvahs for Smila. But it's one activity for a different Kavana. So we would have called that Enes Shricha L'Gufa, right? But the Gemara calls it Darshin Miskaven or Darshin Miskaven P'sik Reisha. So what do you see from here, Uchara, Stira, to our principle? That even when it's one activity, it still could be considered Darshin Miskaven P'sik Reisha. That's a kasha, a raya against our Yisod. There are not two activities here, there's one. So the truth is that the Rashba over there, Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, asks this kasha, and he answers, and again, the type of answer that we've been seeing until now, which is that a lot of times to answer these questions, you need to redefine the Isser. Here, we're actually not talking about the realm of Shabbos, we're talking about the realm, the Isser is Ksisas Baharas, but don't define Ksisas Baharas, as we were assuming, as Baharas removal. If you define Ksitzas Baharas as Baharas removal, then Taketz Akasha would be Machshen Shechol Gufa, which is irrelevant for Kol Tarkula, that's only a Shabbos din. But using our Shabbos terminology, we would call it an Enes Shechol Gufa. If that was the Isser, if the Isser was Ksitzas Baharas, if the Torah said, thou shalt not cut off a Baharas, so then in Achanami, we couldn't call this a P'sik Reisha, we would call it Enes Shechol Gufa. But that's not actually the Isser. What's the Isser? The Isser is Tahara Shelo Al Yedei, the process and described in the Torah. I'll read you the Kashan and the Teretz. Tmirli, Man de Masnisa Nahida Rebbe Yoshia, Mai Kari Le Dov Shem Miskaven, Taham Miskaven Hu Lekitzitza, Ela Shem Miskaven Letaher Ela Lamul, Vainzer Kari Dov Shem Miskaven, Ela Lach Shem Zechubufa, right? Our Kasha. This is not two activities, it's one activity. Yesh lomar, dikas of Rachman b'feirah shishamer b'negat saras shaloi taklo tachanami. If the lav was, you may not remove the baharas. So then in achanami it would be begeder in shechulufa and not davshim skavein or psikreisha. Ella shishamer b'negat saras kasav Rachman klonga shaloi taharena ella b'hiras kohen v'anan hu damrina b'kevan shekein also lakots baharas shet. Shmitaher, who biktitzaso. Vehilkach, kshaze, kotzates, l'shem mila, hu davar shem miskaven aitzel tahara. In other words, what do you see from here? See from here the following. That if the lav, we have to look at the lav, right? What's the lav? If the lav was baharis removal, it would be begetter dam shem miskaven, it would be begetter in sechugua. What's the lav? Tahara shalai de kawain. So then we could say, yeah, these are two fundamental activities. The one activity is Tahara Shalei De Kohen, and the second activity is Ktitzas Baharas. Ktitzas Baharas does inevitably cause a violation of Tahara Shalei De Kohen, but they're not the same thing. We can define them as two activities. Once we can define them as two activities, now it's Begeder Dav Shem Eskavein Psik Reisha, and it's no longer Begeder and Shech Lagufa. That's what he's doing. You see, Agav, he also in this piece says that which Rabbi Yehuda in Shechel Gufa Zisr D'Raisa. Again, that's called Tarkulos. It's not very significant. Good. Okay, so we had a Gemara that sounded like a Stira Tar Yisod, and the Rashba saves the day by redefining the lav of this is Baharas. He allows us to see it as two activities and not one. Another example.
Why, according to what Rabbi said before, for the literal P'sik Reisha, why do you need to come onto that terrace?
If you hold P'sik Reisha is actually P'sik Reisha, right?
So meaning
that's the same. That's exactly what I did. It's exactly what the Rashi did. What I did in the Rashi was...
But again, he went a step farther. I mean, according to Rebbe, why can't I just say that Ketzitzas Baharas doesn't require Mila?
Right.
No. Because if I am cutting off the Baharas when I do the Mila. I'm just not machaving for meila.
I'm also killing a chicken when I cut off its head.
That's exactly our answer. Our answer is that Natil's Neshama and Chatichas HaRosh are two separate activities. They happen to be linked, but, in other words, one inevitably causes the other, but I could define them as two separate activities.
So why do I need to read
as long as I could define them as two separate activities. In the case of Hotzas HaMeis, can
by,
define
by, them? By the case of cutting off the chickens, how are we defining them as two separate activities?
One is head removal. The second is Natil's Neshama. They're not the same thing.
So why can't I say that it's not the same thing to cut off a Baharis and do a Mila?
When I do the Mila on the Baharis, that's what I'm doing. I'm cutting off the Baharis.
So that's the same thing cutting off the chicken's head.
Good, so that's exactly what I'm saying. That there are...
No, but then why does the Rashba need to go in after... Meaning, if that were true, the Rashba doesn't need to say... doesn't need to redefine Ketzisas Baharis. He just needs to say that these are two different activities.
No, because when you do the Mila on the Baharis, you are doing Ketzisas Baharis. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay, I don't understand why.
The Arla has a Baharis on it. When I take off the Arla, what am I doing? I'm doing Ketzisas Baharis. Shalol l'shem removing the Tzaras, but ela l'shem mitzvahs Mila. It's like being Motzis Ameis l'kovro. It's like being Mechabed the Gacheles Mipnei HaSakana. I'm doing...
Why?
Baharis removal. Why am I doing Baharis removal? L'shem Mila. As opposed to Baharis removal, L'shem Tzaras removal.
Why? I don't understand what you're saying.
In the Havamina of the Rashba, so I can remove a Baharis for two reasons. Right? One is because I want to get rid of the Baharis so the person doesn't have Tzaras anymore. And the second reason is to get rid of Baharis to Mekayim Mitzvahs Mila. So it's Tzricha L'Gufa if you remove the Tzaras to get rid, if you remove the Baharis to get rid of the Tzaras, and it's Eino Tzricha L'Gufa if you remove the Baharis to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Mila. It's simply the same Malacha for a different Kavana.
Why, you can also say it the other way. You can say, I'm not cutting off the Baharis, I'm doing Mila, and there happens to be a Baharis here.
But you can't because you are, that's exactly what you're doing.
Why is there willing to say that Chiluk by cutting off a chicken's head? Rebbe's willing to say that chiluk because it's not bi-directional. I can say that every time I cut off the chicken's head, it's going to die, but death isn't definitional to cutting off the chicken's head. You can say the same exact thing here.
You can cut off the Baharis without...
You can't... Well, you can't cut off the Baharis b'makom amila without doing mila. That's not true.
So I can't cut off the chicken's head without killing it because that's what definitely happens when I do it.
So that's exactly the answer. The answer is, what it comes down to is, can I define this as two activities? Right. So let's take the more pasher cases, and then we'll try to take the more complex cases. So the pasher case, right? Hotzas HaMeis. You agree that's one activity with two different kavanos, right? Kivui Gacheles, one activity, two kavanos, right? Now. Chatichas HaRosh, what we're answering is, it's not one activity, two kavanos, but it's two activities. Right? It's not just one way to kill. There are 10 ways to kill. One of them happens to be Chatichas HaRosh. But rather, no. We're going to look at this as two activities. Chatichas HaRosh and Netilas Neshama. And therefore, since we could define them as two activities, then it's in the world of Sikresha, not in the world of Tzricha L'Gufa. Likewise, if we define the Isser as, in Havamina the Rashba, right? If we define the Isser as Ketzisas Baharis, right? That's what Rashba said. The Torah said, you may not cut off a Baharis. So there'd be no way to define this as two different activities. It's just the same activity, Ketzisas Baharis, for a different purpose, L'Shem Mila, right? So we have to look at the formulation of the lav. That's what the Rashba is saying. If the formulation of the lav was do not cut off a Baharis, then there's no way to define this as two activities. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm cutting off a Baharis. I'm doing it for a different reason, for Mila. But it's one activity. What is my act?
Okay, I still don't understand why you can't apply Rabbi Schilich even if you make that assumption.
How could it be two activities when
because,
I do it for the Shem Mila?
Because cutting off a Baharis and doing a Mila are two different things. The same way that cutting
off a Baharis, b'makom a Mila, So,
but Rebbe wasn't bothered by that before when you cut off a chicken's head.
I was very bothered by it. That's why I was very.
Whatever, but Lamai, so whatever.
No,
whatever,
in other words,
Rebbe gave there. Why isn't that good enough here?
I think the answer that I gave over there, what I was trying to do over there, which may or may not be right, right? Quentin Sarfati, it's not right. It doesn't make any sense. But what, and I agree it's not possible, but what I was trying to do over there is exactly what the Rashba does over here, right? I was trying to define the distinguish between these two activities. There's and there's netilas neshama and chatichas harosh are two distinct activities. Now,
so
if let's just say it like this. Let's see some other examples, see if it becomes any clearer. Okay, so that's what the Rashba says. Okay, another example, again, that seems to be a steer to this Yesod, and we'll see if we could save the Yesod. Sukkah, Lamed, Gimel, Lamed, Beis. So we know that the halacha is if you have too many berries on your hadas, it's pasul. If you just have some berries, it's okay, it's kosher, maybe it's hiddur mitzvah to take them off, but if it's row berries, so your hadas is pasul. So therefore, if I were to take the berries off my hadas and thereby make it kosher, it's going to be usher because I took them on it. Now, the Gemara says that let's say I take off my berries because I want to eat them for breakfast. I want to put them in my Cheerios. So, what would we say? Would we call that davar shein miskaven psik reisha? Or would we say, no, this is ein tzricha l'gufa. You're taking off the berries, but you're doing it for a different purpose. You're not doing it for the purpose of tikkun mana, you're doing it for the purpose of acquiring breakfast. But it's the same activity, berry removal, for two different kavanas. I would have thought that this should be begader ein tzricha l'gufa. Right? I could do the same activity for two different reasons. For tikkun mana, or for breakfast. So I would have thought it should be begader in Zichlulu. But the Gemara says, no, this is a Dharma Shem Iskavim Sikresha issue. In fact, the Gemara says it's that the Gemara over there says, Isle Shana Chrina, and therefore it's Mutter. Archa proves from here that, oh, you know what? You see from here that and Tosfos, who disagrees, has different ways of getting out of it. He says, well, maybe it's only a derabanan, so we'll make up for psik reisha de lo nichalei from this derabanan, or maybe it's because it's a tzarach mitzvah, or something like that. But that's what the sugya says. That's what the Gemara says. So, again, l'chayra, it should be ein tzricha l'gufa. L'chayra, this is a kasha on what we're saying, right? However, if you look at Rashi over there, maybe it's not a kasha. Because Rashi writes, actually, that when Islei Oshana Chriti, right, so I don't actually need this one, I'm just, that's why I'm, and I'm taking off the Hadassah for breakfast, so it's not even the Malacha at all, right? It's not the pshat that this is the Malacha, but it's the Psik Resha, the Lo'ai Nichalei. But that actually isn't tikkun mana. And the reason is, because when it comes to tikkun mana, so context matters. Context matters. It's not like there's an objective milacha. When I am interested in taking off the berries to make my hadas kasher, so then this is defined as tikkun mana. When I'm interested in getting breakfast, even though memela it's niskan, it's actually not even tikkun mana at all, right? There's no oftentimes for certain malachos, especially tikkun mana. Maybe we'll see some others as well. There is not so much a hagdara be'etzem. In other words, that very same activity could sometimes be considered malacha, and sometimes not malacha. It's not just that it's melacha ba'pater, like ein hashicha l'gufa, but it's non-melacha. That's the way Rashi says it. Tosos has some issues with that. But if that's correct, then we also don't have a problem from there. Because we'll say, this is not, taka, tevi, and achanami, this is one activity. But that doesn't matter, because once it's ein hashicha l'gufa, right, it's actually not even tikkun mana at all. It's not even tikkun mana at all. Within Tosos, maybe we'll have to solve this problem. But from the Gemara itself, maybe it's not even Akasha. Another place where you seem to have Akasha in this Yisod is Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph in Shabbos. This is actually where we saw those lines from the Ritva before, and now you'll see the context that makes more sense. So the halacha is that, of course, we know you're allowed to shechitas karban pesach as derech haShabbos. And not only that, but even Kravas Eilurin is Dochas HaShabbos, Chavidah Mitzvah B'Shaita. So there's a debate in the Tanayim. In order to get these Eilurin, you need to skin the animal. Question is, should you skin the animal minimally, partially, halfway, just to get what you need? Or should you skin the animal entirely, do hafshid on the entire animal? So this is Machlokas Tanayim. But the question is, according to the opinion that you can skin the animal entirely, and that's the debate. So how could that be permissible if it's an issue d'oraisa? So the Gemara says, kigon d'lo kabayle l'or inochinami. If I needed the or, if I skinned the animal because I want the or, so taka would be asur. I have no need for the or. Ay v'ha baye v'rava dami tarvaya moda v'rav shimim p'sik resh lo nicholai. Right, and the Gemara answers, to shakale bibarzei. Actually, very hard line to translate, so we'll leave it untranslated for the moment. But you take it out, bibarzei. Good. So now, what's going on here? Are we talking about the Gemara? I don't need the answer just yet. I'm just going to go in a question. That's where my problem's from. Right? So, I skin the animal, but lo kabayle laor. So what is that? Enetzich l'gufa or psik resha? Enetzich l'gufa, right? But what does the Gemara call it? Psik resha. Again, raya against our yisod. So, it's not my kasha. We can figure out that kasha over there. We can figure out the kasha. And Taka the Meiri says it's lav dafka. But if you look at most Rishonim assume it is dafka. For example, this Gemara, if you look at the Russian at the beginning of Perkabonen, his machlokas between the Arach and Tosfos. So this is one of the central places where we have a debate. Again, the Arach says the Raya from here, Tosfos Doch the Raya, but again, you see they're treating it as standard psik resha. So what's going on over here? So the Ritva also asked this question. Let's we'll read the Ritva. The Kashali tuva kevan dekarebi. Well, first I guess I'll define. See how he defines it. So hachmayas kinan kigon de lo bayle l'oro. Perish Rashi vein ba'osem lechas hafshata kevan de lo bayle l'oro v'eno kehaf sheif oros elim shebemishkan. The yisurid rabbanan v'chutu deka. Interestingly enough, here he says mishkan. Oh, parchinan va abay v'rav adami tavay mod v'bshem p'sek reishav lo yamos v'achanami lo sagya shelo yehe ha'or nifshat me'elav. It's impossible. V'ave leim lecha de'raisa. U'meyach shamina behedya. De'kol de'ave psik resha v'lo yamos iser tayrehu. U'le b'shemidim v'lechas machshav es chashiv. Right over here, we're not worried about Yisurim de'Rabbanan. It's b'mikdash. So you see here, when the Gemara says, v'am modi b'shemidim psik resha, it's not just these modi that's iser de'Rabbanan, but I mean, it's not just modi that's aser, but we see it's modi that's an aser iser me'de'raisa. That's what the Ritva says. Umifarkinan achmay eskinan de shakle bebarze. Yesha omim she nechoshish lasos nekavim vekevan de lo ichbasle beor klal. You're not very careful about it. You don't care about the leather. Lo mo de be reb shimon. Ukfim hashpir sh'arach. So one way to understand it is yarach. Yeah, this is psik resha. Psik shei de lo nichale. Avorashi pireshu osa haor nekavim vechatichos. Dehash de lo chashiv hafshata. Klal. Yisur drabanan bilchud hu. Vekashalitu. Kevan de Kerebi Shimon Mukminan La, Lamana lamema de shakla be barze. Tepukle de kemado by lela or veno tsarch lo. Havia hav shata melach shen shich lagufa. Shupater aleha. Why don't I say much simpler? According to Rabbi Shimon, what is this? This is not. What was the Gemara's kasha? Motu Rabbi Shimon psik resha, right? The Gemara should have answered, this is in psik resha, this is in shichel gufa, right? I'm doing half shit for a different reason than the Mishkan. Why are you calling this psik resha? That's his kasha. V'lak alisur drabanan v'lo shayach hacha psik resha v'lo yamos v'kod malch shen shichel gufa b'vis kavin gamor ososa. So basically, Vitas Kasha, here we have another example of something that should be called in Psik Lagufa, and the Gemara is calling it Psik Resha. So, what's the move that we keep on seeing everybody try to do in these cases? To try to be Mechalik. So, that's what the Ritzvah is going to attempt. Right? Here we go. Hasam Enu Osa Bimalachasa Isar Lavad, Elishonasis Lagufa. What's the rest? So this is the part of the ritual we said before. V'darshan eskavin ozim malachas heter v'chol dekavaseh v'achanami ikr malachto hotas abasar min ha'or letzarko v'efshar la b'lav shata. What am I doing? Meat removal. And in theory, efshar la b'lav shata ishaki la b'barzeh. In other words, we could... The problem is that call it meat removal, call it skin removal, they're the same thing, right? It's the separation of the skin from the meat. No, actually, you could have a case where you're where that doesn't happen, like shakalei bebarze vimkain havi davar shem iskafe veina lav shem alacha shem tzrichel gufa. So what's his answer? There's actually two activities here, and he brings a raya that they're even separable. Maybe that's important for the Ritzvah. Not sure everyone agrees to that point. But his point is that there is two separate activities. There's meat removal, which is not the malacha. It has the inevitable consequence of skin removal under normal circumstances, so therefore it's a psik resha. But there's two separate activities here. This should not be defined as skinning for a different purpose, but it's meat removal as opposed to skin removal. So again, a very dakistik achilok to solve this problem by redefining this as two activities and not one. And the proof, he says, that this is two activities is that you could have one without the other. Once you could theoretically have meat removal without skin removal, even though you happen to be doing it not that way. So that shows that it's in the world of psik resha and not melacha shen shichel gufa. Yes?
Can I clarify what the melacha is? By hapshata, it's you're taking the skin off the meat of the animal?
That's it's getting the skin. I want a leather jacket.
Right.
Right now, my cow's wearing the leather jacket. So,
I'm
taking the jacket off the cow and putting it on me.
But the meat removal, not enough because the meat next to the bossa, no?
Well, it is, I think. Not having to do too much skinning myself.
No, but as in some bossa is not touching any skin. Some bossa is touching only bossa. Taking away that bossa wouldn't
Well, that's true. But when you take off here, where you want to get full extraction of the bossa, then. Pashupshat is, that's what he needs to work on it. But Pashupshat is, that's the same thing. In other words...
But the Amorim are not touching the skin.
The
intestines are not touching the skin. They're inside the stomach cavity.
Yeah, no, we want to do the back of the animal, where you're basically taking off the basar. In other words, the question is, can you only do... No. The debate was, can you only do the hefshet where the Amorim are, and therefore you'd only need to do hefshet at the front of the animal, or even want to do hefshet on the whole animal.
But that basar, how do you do that skin removal?
Answer is that since it's afshar zeh below zeh, alidei barzeh, so memela, then it's defined as two activities. I will be honest, I'm not quite fully understanding the metzias here.
If you have two of these stuff together, so taking one away from the other, it doesn't matter which one you remove. You're removing one from the other. Now, how do you take the boss off this kid without them separating?
Well, here. I mean,
we do his lashon.
You're doing the same thing.
Yeah,
so
no, but here, here the Rashi is Baal Aruch. Fine. Of a Rashi who owes Haor Nekavim the Chatichos. So you are actually basically separating the meat from the basar. Dash to Chashiv Havshata Klal.
You're making the skin unusable. That's the point.
I suppose.
So skinning is not just moving skin.
I have to look back. I have to figure out the mitzvahs a little better too.
Right. Is it saying that you must be doing it bibarzei, or there's a possibility?
No, that's the way the Ritz was saying it. Is since it could be done bibarzei, that's good enough. Now that allows us to define it as two separate activities, and since there's a way, I happen not to be doing it that way. But since it could be done that way,
skinning, you want to skin in one in a specific motion where you get the entire piece
right.
intact. If it's very different than just removing the first layer of something you were just trying to get.
So if you define Oshata as constructing the skin, as getting a piece of skin, then I understand. Because then one way is to take the skin, or is to destroy the skin. But that's what maybe if you mug there of Oshata, the Malacha of Emotion.
It might not be
constructively removing the skin.
Or removing the skin in a way that leaves you skin,
yeah.
as opposed to garbage.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And you can do this differently.
So again, I think what we're seeing is a trend. These are some of the places that I saw where again we see, I believe, the Rishonim at least that we've seen so far. As trying to uphold the basic distinction that we're suggesting between enetzich legufa, but sometimes having to work very hard to define. Now I want to point to some cases where maybe you see that there's a little bit of machlokas rishon about this point. So one is I already alluded to before. Tosis ksubas vavamad alfi maschol hai sounds like argamar is really a shailvena miskaven. Oh, sorry, that's actually by Kvashin Shesachdan. So my bad. I said it wrong before. By Kvashin Shesachdan Lagufan. So our sugya basically says it's Begeder Enzich Lagufa. Okay, Tosus says maybe even Rebbe Yehuda would agree in this case. Tosus and Ksubos says it's Begeder Davshem Eskavein. Again, at least in the Havamina. In other words, again, our sugya, our Gemara, our Tosfos is saying, yeah, this is two separate activities. One is you could do, sorry, this is one activity. You could do it for two different purposes. It's, the activity is juice removal. I could do it for because I want the juice, or I could do it because I want to dry out the pickle, right? So it's the same activity, two different things. Tosfos in Ksubos seems to call that enemiskaven segresha. Another place, there's another, that's again, not so clear of an example, especially because maybe the Maskana Tosis, it doesn't hold that way. Another interesting place where the Beis HaLevi points out, there's two places where the Beis HaLevi writes Rashi and Tosis are both Lashitasam, where basically the way he understands it is Rashi is rejecting this Yisod. It's a Rashi in Beya and a Rashi in Vachoros. I'm not 100% sure that's so pashut, but I'll mention it to you since it's a shtickel. Again, it's the Beis HaLevi that I sent you to your Makoros sheets. The Rashi is in Beya Lamed Gimel. So there it's talking about basically, it says, Madura Beyi Upuri Mimata Lamala Aser de Ka'avid Ohel. Milamala Lamata Shari. So you're basically making an Ohel, it depends on your order. If you put on the top first and then the walls, it's okay. If you put on the walls first and then the top, it's not okay. And Rashi basically says that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Shimon, it's okay. Even lamata lamala. Why? Because it's begadu davashen miskavim. Now I would have said, and this is actually what Tosa says. This is not in miskavim. This is enetzich legufa. In other words, I'm making this for a different purpose. But Rashi says, treats it as davish and miskavim. Similar debate in Bechoros, Daf Chafei Medalef. The Gemara there is talking about Rabbi Yosef Meshulam, who says Davshin Skabin is mutter by para aduma. Let's say a para aduma, any kachim you can't do gizan. Let's say it's all red hairs on the bottom, but then two of the hairs switch from red to black. So are you allowed to cut off the black parts on top? So the Gemara says that this is begader davshin miskave. And maybe it's Pesha. Tosa says, what are you talking about in miskave? This is shechlugufa. I'm doing ziza for a different reason. But it's not it's not begader, right? Usually gozes is aser because you want the stuff. Here it's because I want it off. So I want the animal to be purely red, red-haired. So again, I'll read you Blushed Rashi first. Gozes is a rosh mashcha b'misparayim u'mishayim min hamadim va'elach v'eino choshish mishom giza b'kachim alma mishom de'en miskavein l'shom giza el l'sake in shari. So he's calling that davshin miskavein because I'm not miskavein l'sake. Asks Tosfos, that's in shichul gufa by medakdik to kasav davshin miskavein mutter kunchish pireish the diak me'adashari mishom de'en miskavein l'shom giza. Right? This is basically what we call in Shechol Gufa. Basically, he says, you see in both cases, Rashi disagrees with Tosfos. Tosfos holds that the distinction between in Miskavein and Psik Resha and in Shechol Gufa is the way we said it, two pulos. Rashi doesn't agree. Okay. Anyway, I imagine we're going to come back to this question as we continue, but I think the basic mahalach is that the hagdar that we said is correct, but it might not be so pashat at all. Now, I guess we're going to have to do this very quickly now. So we already mentioned that Davashim is kind of machlokas by Rav Shimon. We already mentioned it's machlokas whether it's by Shabbos, it's an Isser Deraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda or not. According to Tosfos, it's an Isser Deraisa by, it's not an Isser Deraisa by Shabbos. So even though we have a Machlokas B'chol Tar Kula, whether it's Deraisa, and on Shabbos we have it's Derabanan, so it's obviously not exactly the same Machlokas, they're linked. Because since he holds B'chol Tar Kula, it's an Isser Deraisa to do Davin Shem Skavi, and available to us for Derabanan on Shabbos to do Davin Shem Skavi. Fine, that's Tosfos. Now, it's a Psik Reisha, so as we know, it's Aser, as we've already mentioned before. Psik Resha Delo Nichalez Machlokas between Taisis and the Aruch. Many Rishonim just reject the Aruch, among them the Ramban and others. An interesting question is why is Rabbi Shimon Moda by Psik Resha De Nichalez at the very least? Assuming for now it's an Issa D'Oraisa. There's a famous Chakira of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Subos. Is the pshat? He claims that the pshat in the aruch is because it's kimis kavein. So memela, if it's lo nichalei, you're not miskavein, therefore it's mutter. Whereas Taisus holds no, that since the two activities are inevitably linked, so memela, it's no longer two activities anymore. It's one activity, and that's why it's asher mideraisa. And if you're mechavein, it would be tzrich legufa. Rashi does sound that way. Rashi's lashon, at least in sukkah, is. Aval ilo have achriti, right? If you didn't have another Hoshana, mashli lemana, tatzarach lahachi. Bafal gavdalo, miskavin lahachi. That's not my kavana. My kavana is takadi breakfast. Also, dave psik resha v'lo yamas. It sounds a little bit more like that second point in the Rabbi Ochanan. Look at the Lashon of the Aruch. I think the Lashon of the Aruch, which I sent you to look at, also does sound like Rabbi Ochanan's. So this is, anyway, a very bavust. Machlokas.
What does he do with the Baharis case? What does the Rav Chanan do with the Baharis case? Which is, it seems like it's called Terakula, not just Shabbos.
That's great. Why is that a problem?
Because...
It's only afterwards. Okay. Now, a very important question when we're dealing with the world of Psik Resha is what about if, you know, we said Psik Resha is Vade, right? What if it's Karvla Vade? It doesn't always happen. It happens. Now, Karvla Vade is hard to put numbers on. Let's say 95% of the time. So, if you look at the Ritva, the Riva, the Ritva's in Subos, the Rivash is the one I sent you in your Tshuva, the Meiri, and other Rishonim, they sound like it's Mutter. Once it's not, and especially easy to understand that if you hold of the lumdish of Arjuna. It doesn't happen all the time, so we're not going to we can't call this the same activity. The fact that it happens 95% of the time isn't enough. The Truas HaDashen sounds like it's also Midrabanan. It's Simon Samach Dalet. This is also the view of the Marsha. It's called Nibir Alacha Reish Ein Zain Aleph Dibur Maschil Shema. And that's basically what the Mishnah Berurah says, at least it's also Midrabanan. Now, even if you follow the Makel view, like we said from the Rivash, there is some type of limit. The Lashon of Rivash is Vatam Ha'achar Shekasavta Dekemet She'efshar She'yikra She'adam Echad Yisroch Pam Achas B'yovel V'lo Yasir. Once in a million, or once in 50 years, that is does not prevent it to being obsecration. In other words, even if 95% of the time isn't Acha B'yovel, right? 95% of the time is the vast majority of the time. But if it's 0.1% of the time, again, I don't know how to define this, maybe 1% of the time, if it's Achas B'yovel, whatever that means, so therefore his example is... combing the hair. Combing the hair is an example of a psik reisha, because inevitably, when you comb your hair, you pull out some hairs, at least if you have longer hairs than a thin comb. Now, it might happen that, let's assume every time now you see, by the way, another point here, which is, Shachtel likes to point this out, that combing hair is not, each comb may not pull out a hair. So why is it a psik reisha? Because you look not just at that mitzvah, but you look at the activity. Combing is an activity. The activity of combing, which let's say typically involves 30 strokes, I'm making up numbers, so there it's inevitable. Now, is it really inevitable? Right? So let's say combing is 30 strokes. Let's say it's a 60% chance each stroke will pull out a hair, right? So what are the odds that 30 strokes, 60% each, you won't pull out a single hair? Not one in a billion, something like that. That's what he means. Echa b'yovel. It probably doesn't have to be that high. You could do the math, right? But that's what he's saying. Now, so even if you hold of Kar Levadai being mutter, though again, the Bir Alachas Machmir, at least Midrabanan, there has to be a limit. Now, another very important question. What about a psik reisha? Do we apply the normal rules for Sindra Abanan? This is a machlokas. The Turns of Dashan says psikration is a drabanan is mutter. Others say this as well. The Hashlama, the Meiri, the Marsham accepts this view. And a number of achronim, if you want to see a very complete or exhaustive list, look in the Abi Omer, Chelek Dalad, Simen, Lamed Dalad, Lamed Beis. Now, however, the Mishnah Berurah Shin Yud Dalet Yud Aleph says that the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Dalet Sif Aleph is paskening like the Turas HaDashen. The Magen Avraham, though, disagrees. The Magen Avraham proves from Reish Ein Zayin Aleph and Reish Ein Zayin Gimel that it's the Shulchan Aruch is paskening against the Turas HaDashen. What about the Stira? So if you take a look at Rabbi Willig's Sefer, which I sent you to look at, this is on page Reish Kuf Ein Beis, he's mechalek between a melacha, what he likes to call p'tur klali versus a p'tur prati. And this is a chilek that we're going to come back to a number of times, including in 2 minutes from now. P'tur klali is where it's a p'tur that applies to all melachos, like in Sichel Hufa, or Mekalkel, or the like. We're more machmir about those, because that same activity... you could say different stars. So we'll just say it now. We're more machmir about p'tur klalos. Whereas when it's local, that this act is not the malacha for some reason, so then we're meikel, like the Trumas HaDashen. That's the way Rabbi Willig wants to be miyashiv, the stira and shulchan aruch. But one way or the other, the Magen Avraham certainly does not accept the Trumas HaDashen. Magen Avraham again, Shin Yud Dalet Sif Katan Hey. He proves from a number of sagyos that we are machmir. This is the opinion of many, many Rishonim, including Tosos, at least in a number of places, Ramban, Ritva, Rosh, and others. So how do we paskin? And again, many Achronim as well, including the Aliyah Rabba, Tosaf HaShabbos, Gra, Rabbi Akiva Eger, and others. The Mishnah Berurah Shin Yudalit, Sivkan Yudalit, Shin Tassayin, Sivkan Yudches, and Shar Tzion over there, Sivkan Chaf Aleph, the Kaf Achayim, and many others, Paskin, Lahachmir, Anishaila, the Psik Resh, and Nihalaf, and Rabbanan is certainly Asher. However, as we'll see, since it's certainly a major school in Rishonim that is Makel, we are going to keep the Shita in mind when there might be other Sirufim. Now, what about if it's... Now, we're going to get a little lower. It's a Psik Resh, and Alon Nihalaf, for Nisid Rabbanan. Remember, Psik Resh, and Alon Nihalaf, the Aruch is always Matir, even for Nisid Raisa. We don't accept the Aruch. Psik Resh, and Nihalaf, for Nisid Rabbanan, the Trinsadesh is Makel, but we don't accept that either. What if we have both? You have Psik Resh, and Alon Nihalaf, for Nisid Rabbanan. What's Halacha? So we already mentioned, actually, Tosis and Sukkah, Lama Gimel and Beis, or actually, Tosis and Shabbos, based off of the Gemara and Sukkah, Lama Gimel and Beis. Tosis and Kuf Gimel and Shabbos.
About
the Gemara and Lama Gimel, as being Makel. Why? Tosis says over there, remember, we asked, Darcha brought a raya that if you remove the berries from your hadas, and it's Psik Resh, the Lo Echbas Lay, why? Because you have another hadas, what's the din? It's Mutter, aye. Isn't that a raya for the Aruch? So Tosos in Shabbos says, yeah, that's only Tikkun de Rabbanan. So what? Sounds like Tosos is saying that if Psik Resh and Alon Yechalef and Nisid Rabbanan is Mutter. Tosos in Sukkah gives a different answer. He says, Tzarech Mitzvah is Mutter. Very hard to understand because where's the Tzarech Mitzvah? You have another Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, one way or the other, you have to see it's like a fundamental heter of Tzarech Mitzvah, even when you don't happen to need that mitzvah. It's a very interesting idea. But like lo anru b'makom mitzvah. Usually we assume makom mitzvah is like a cool, when we're makel for really you should do this, but you know shasat chak we're makel and makom mitzvah we're makel, right? Tosfos are saying no. The din doesn't apply b'makom mitzvah fundamentally. So even if you don't need it to perform the mitzvah, it's still mutter. But Tosfos and Shabbos the very least says it's because it's a psik reish adol nichalei for sinners of rabbanan. So then the question is, do we accept this Tosfos and Shabbos? There are a number of other answers to this question from the Gemara and Sukkah, as we've mentioned. So, this is a debate. Rabbi Willig is Makel. Rabbi Willig says, Psik Resha, Delo Nichalei for Nisid Rabbanan is Mutter. Saying, what's the pshat? Because we really hold of both theories of the Rabbi Chanan. We hold that a Psik Resha is Aser both because, since it's inevitable, it becomes one activity, and also because, if it's inevitable, you're Mechadel Lekach. Now, if you have a psik reish adaloni chalefer nisid rabbanan, so you're not mechavin, but you still have the other svar, it's one activity. If it's a psik reish adaloni chalefer nisid rabbanan, we don't accept it from a sedeshin because you're mechavin lakach. But if it's loni chalefer nisid rabbanan, you have neither. Why? You're certainly not mechavin lakach because it's the loni chalei. Is it one activity? Well, it is one activity. But says Rabbi Willig, Rabbi Willig is very into the famous nesivus, the nesivus that holds that. And Nisid Rabbanan is not Aser al the Maisa per se, but it's the merit Shabbat. Right? That's what the Nesivus famously says. You don't have to do tshuva for Nisid Rabbanan b'shogeg. Why? Because the act in and of itself is not problematic. If it were, the Torah would have Asered it. Elamai, the only concern is the merit. Well, you did b'shogeg, so you don't need tshuva. Now, the truth is probably most Achanim don't accept the Nesivos. But Rabbi Willig does. So therefore, Rabbi Willig says, so Memela, here, since the only problem is there's no merit here because I'm not mechavin lakach, and there's no kavana because it's lo nichalei. So if you put one and one together, then you're left with a heter for psik reish lo nichalei for nisid rabbanan. However, Rabbi Willig says, well, there's a bunch of rise against me. So he says, duh. When I'll agree that when in nisir klali you have to be machmir, but in nisir prati you don't have to be machmir. Now there's a mishnah brura. All right, there's a couple of small things we still need to talk about. Psik Resh Adaloni Chalei for Double Rabbanan, and also I want to talk about the Charisha Shaila of Derech Hiluchah. So, minor points, it'll probably take us just a couple of minutes next time to finish this up. So